Our guest today is Sarah Borges and her band, The Broken Singles. Sarah is from Massachusetts, moved through kind of a punk phase into a country phase, and has combined them with her new band. Their first album for Vanguard Records is called Diamonds in the Dark, and this is a performance of The Day We Met. The Day We Met, Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles are playing live for us today. And really, we're talking with Sarah mostly today, but this is a band. And you guys have been together 4 years, more than that now?
Yeah, just about five. I think, you know, we're in between four and five. And we know each other very, very well at this point from so much touring and spending time in the van and playing a ton of shows.
Now, you're from Boston, and you actually grew up in Massachusetts, too?
I did. I grew up in a town called Taunton, Mass., which is about 40 miles south of Boston, right near Rhode Island. But, you know, it very much is part of the whole Boston scene.
Now, when did you move to the city?
Well, I started going to college at Emerson College, and I moved there when I just had turned 17. And it was 1995, and it was the time when Boston indie rock was just a hotbed for, you know, record label signings and bands like The Throwing Muses and Belly and Buffalo Tom. And really, it was all these great bands that you could see on a Friday night at the local clubs, and the next week you'd see them on the cover of Rolling Stone. So there was something about that accessibility that was so appealing to me in my formative years of starting to play in a band.
Now, how come that wasn't your direction? I mean, some of these things are innate, I know. But Boston has a really, it's always, to my ears, had a really strong roots scene going way back. And did you just naturally fall into that, or how did that work?
Well, I did start off in the indie rock genre, and it was just mainly because that's what I was listening to at the time. And I think whatever you're entrenching yourself in, you know, listening to records, it kind of is what comes out in your songwriting too, especially because I didn't really know anything about songwriting. So I could sort of patchwork together some indie rock songs. But as I started to get a little bit older and a little bit wiser and had some life experiences, I also started to meet some new people. And, you know, among them were a couple of the guys in my band. And I would meet them at kind of roots rock shows that were happening in town. And they showed me, you know, Bob Wills records and Kitty Wells records that I had never heard before. And to me, prior to that, country music had just been sort of like for people who lived in the southern states, and it definitely wasn't for me. But I realized that it was a heck of a lot more punk rock than some of the stuff that was on the radio, and something just clicked. I really appreciated it.
Now, when did you become an X fan? Was that sort of in that period?
It was probably around then. Someone showed me their great rockumentary slash art film called The Unheard Music, which I think they just reissued. But I just had never seen anything like that. It was everything about music and art that I loved. And on top of it, it had all these great songs as part of the film. And I just fell in love with it. And I thought, this is wherever this is coming from, this is where I want to be. This is exactly what I like. So I was so happy to have found them, and I've stuck with them since.
You chose to do Come Back to Me. How come that song?
It was one that we had lifted from the X catalog to use as a cover some years ago. And it's one that we play live consistently. You know, while I am such a huge X fan, there are a lot of songs that probably wouldn't be quite as appropriate for us as Come Back to Me, just given our instrumentation and my voice. But Come Back to Me is really interesting to me because it's a song about the death of Exene Cervenka's sister. And so it's a song about a funeral, really. But when you give it a different treatment, it becomes a kind of love song. And it's actually where we got the title of the record, Diamonds in the Dark. That's a line from the song. So we liked it so much we decided to use it for the title of the record as well.
Well, let's play a little bit of it from Diamonds in the Dark. Come Back to Me from Diamonds in the Dark, the album from our guest today, Sarah Borges, and the Broken Singles. What's it like for you to go into the studios and kind of try to recreate what you guys do live? Because you're like a totally all over the stage fun band. And is it at all confining in the studio?
I think that intensity kind of comes out in different ways. You know, you're right. We do certainly work up a sweat in the live show. But we sort of work up a mental sweat in the studio. We're really focused and intent on getting a really good result. Because we've played so much, you know, we had made a record in 2005 called Silver City, and it took us a long time to make that one, and it was sort of in fits and starts. But this new one, we really had just come off the road. We had worked so hard together as a band, and it's a much more accurate representation of what we actually do live. So, you know, when we set up and play, it doesn't matter if it's 6 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock midnight. Once we all get together, there's a certain chemistry that comes out, and we're pretty much able to do it no matter where we are.
What's next? Can you do Lord Only Knows?
We can, absolutely. This is a peppy little number with a sad subject matter, but we give it kind of a little countrified treatment.
Lord Only Knows from Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles, who are playing live for us today. We're really happy that they could join us on the cafe. Now, I read that you had a day job for a while working at Berklee School of Music. You still do that?
I don't. This is the first time in my life that I don't have a straight job.
Yay.
Yay. And yay, but, you know, there's as soon as I say yay, there's a dark shadow that crosses my mental landscape. I worked there for a long time. I'm not a classically trained musician, and I would guess that most of the kids who came to that college while I was there certainly know a heck of a lot more technically than I do. But I guess I got what they say, street skills. I sort of learned by doing, but it was a great place to work just to be in a creative environment all the time. So I'm sad to be away from it, but, you know, now I'm off to do bigger and better things like touring in a van.
Something they'll all learn about. Well, they probably know about
the hard way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, what do you want to finish up with?
This next song is sort of a jewel in our crown. It's a cover that we chose. It was written by Mr. Greg Cartwright, and it's our sort of testament to his street skills.
Finishing up our set today with Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles with Stop and Think It Over, one of the very carefully chosen covers amongst the very fine originals on the new one, Diamonds in the Dark. Sarah, best of luck this summer. Have fun, and thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much, David.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.